So I've made my way now into the Garden Show exhibition here, and I'm joined by the infamous Carol Klein from Gardener's World. Carol, how are you today?
I'm fine, but I've never been called infamous before. That's nice.
You are to my mum, I can tell you that for certain. And Carol, so obviously you're Yorkshire, you're born and bred yourself.
No,
are you
not?
No. You know, have you visited Yorkshire?
I'm a Lancashire woman. I'm from the other side of the Pennines, but it's such a great show here. I've been tempted to come across.
And obviously, you've joined us for today, especially. What's been the highlight of your day so far? Have you been able to interact with visitors here? What they mainly said?
Well, we've done a couple of sessions on the stage here. And I came last year as well, and this year. Really, really warm reception and such intelligent questions that people ask you. You know, I mean, they don't just say, why is this dead or why is that? They really want to know, and that's what it's all about, really. It's changing information and passing it on.
And obviously, we're coming up to summer now. If there's anyone who's particularly, you know, just got into gardening, found a new interest there, is there any particular flowers or any plants that they should particularly look at for their gardens if they were looking to sort of bringing some new life to their gardens this summer?
Well, it's a bit late for bringing new life in unless they're going to be very isolated. I think perhaps a few really good summer perennials, things like phlox, rudbeckia, stuff that's very, very easy to grow. But start thinking ahead and start looking at the sort of stuff that you're going to be able to grow from seed. Not just pretty annuals, but proper perennials. And think about, you know, doing a bit of planning for next year. What would you like to see? Keep your eyes open at local gardens that are open. Come to flower shows or shows like the Great Yorkshire and have a look round, see what you like, and find out about your garden, find out about your soil and the kind of things it's going to grow, because it's a thankless task if you try and grow things that are just not going to succeed. But it's wonderfully satisfying if you choose the right plants for the right place.
Lovely, wonderful. And your talk here today, what will you be talking to the audience about?
I'm just about to go on stage and talk about summer flowering perennials. So I want to talk about all those stalwart plants that really, you know, something special in the garden. All the ones I've chosen, because I've picked up plants from all around the marquee, are very straightforward, really easy to grow. I was very surprised because I thought I'd just be picking up flowers, but in actual fact, half the plants I've chosen are foliage plants. And that's quite a good idea, really. Foliage lasts miles longer than flowers, and if they form the sort of basis of your beds and borders, then you really can't go far wrong.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your interview today, and I hope you enjoy your talk.